Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and Abby at 6:31 on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, and you there, Peter Hoffman, Matt Casey there on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze, right up until JJ After Dark. John Jastrzemski at 10 on your fan, New York City.
This is the most perfect way to get people to stop talking to you that you don't want to talk to.
It's really tough to have that guy, especially early, where he's not going to be able to give you some innings. You know, you got to make sure that you don't kill your bullpen too early.
Get it taken care of, trim it down, and make sure the blood's gone from underneath the nail. So I think it'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, talking about hamstrings, it's a concern, obviously. So he's going to get examined. He's going to an MRI in the morning, and we'll know more tomorrow.
Stop talking!
And once we get healthy and get our lineup back in there, we certainly have got to get Jarice going. We got to get him. He can get back into the spot where he belongs. So we've got some things we got to get better and get well at here.
It's not even close to the same area. This is his lap. Nothing to do with his arm.
Not yet. They're going to do an MRI tomorrow and certainly get a better clarification, but he was in quite a bit of pain on the field.
The good news is he doesn't have any tear.
Yeah. I mean, he's still got a pretty jammed up thumb.
Shut up!
He was pretty sore again still today. I don't know what we're going to do just yet, but there's no tear, therefore no surgery is going to be needed, which is very, very good news.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
They re-aggravated it. Ball got in on him. We'll probably give him a day tomorrow, let him get some treatment on it, and have him near the end of the game. But, yeah, those are going to be things that, you know, we just got to keep an eye on, because once in a while he's going to get something in there where he's going to torque that thumb again.
With the New York Metropolitans, a gag order. With Metropolitan fans just gagging. Metropolitan fans are now required to go through concussion protocol with what they have been looking at. Jacob DeGrom was scheduled to go tonight but has been scratched because of the weather. So let's go to the ballpark tonight, sit out in the rain, and watch Rafael Montero. Apparently, the Metropolitans really don't care if Montero is affected by the weather. And if he is, who would be able to tell the difference? You got to give the Metropolitans some credit for taking advantage with the kind of season they are having with broken bones, broken hearts, and broken dreams. The other night, very creative, a Dr. James Andrews bobblehead night with all certified surgeons getting in for half price. The Metropolitans, well, you may have noticed some new concession stands at City Morgue where you can now buy autographed x-rays of your favorite Metropolitans, all coming with a certificate of authenticity, of course. And from what we understand, x-rays of David Wright's back and Matt Harvey's bladder are very popular with Metropolitan fans, who now find City Morgue a very enjoyable experience. as long as they're not sitting in any seat facing the field. Here's how wonderful and delightful it is for those kids in the Bronx, the New York Yankees, with their starting pitching. Now, outside of Tanaka, that's another story, of course, but the starting pitching for the New York Yankees is so good that you are now measuring exit velocity on the outs they're recording. The other night, Jordan Montgomery, he was sailing along, 6 2/3, only a run on 2 hits, when sent to the showers, removed with a 2-1 lead, 2 outs, nobody on in the 7th, because the exit velocity on the outs he was recording were causing heart murmurs in the Yankee dugout. Now, he was getting the outs, but they were hit too hard. They were looking too dangerous. Line drives that were being caught. And in Joe Girardi's Silver Linings playbook, these were not the kind of outs you want. Not when the exit velocity on these outs are traveling at a higher speed than Montgomery's fastball coming in. So, cruising along with a two-hitter, 2 outs into the 7th inning, here comes the hook, because he had to be told that we are looking for softer outs, routine outs, and he's got to cut down on all these outs that show such a high voltage reading on that exit velocity radar gun. Montgomery is going to learn. He'll learn. And let's hope he was watching last night with Luis Severino, who was getting so many soft and routine outs that he was allowed. If you can believe you'd live to see the day, he was allowed to go, yes, 8 innings. I repeat, Severino last night going 8 innings, who could believe it? And we are not making that up at all. Let me repeat, he went 8 innings. And because he was getting soft and routine outs, he may someday throw a complete game, and we'll believe that when we see it. So with the Metropolitans, outs are very few and far between. And it is always helpful when an opposing player hits one of his own on the bases. And that's how you can get an automatic out, as we saw with San Diego the other night. The Metropolitans are right now looking for any kind of out, and the New York Yankees are measuring the kind of outs they're getting. If the outs look good, you stay in the game. So Jordan Montgomery, again, he'll learn. No more with line drive outs. They are hit too hard. No more with hard-hit ground balls. Forget about that. No more with warning track fly balls. And no more strikeouts on foul tips. So, he'll learn. Because after all, as Girardi said the other night after handing him his soap and towel for the showers, he's just a kid. Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham, where art thou? Well, I think by now, we know he's having the good life. He's on tour. Really, let me ask you, who really wants to spend time catching passes with Eli Manning, with those team workouts that take up so much of your day? Please, come on. Nobody wants to go through that. Not when you can have a good time. Odell would rather make passes at those we see on page 6, like a Nicki Minaj or Iggy Azalea. And come on, who needs to hear advice from McAdoo or even a Brandon Marshall about becoming a focused professional? He doesn't need that. Who does? Not when you can hang. Hey, let's face it. Not when you can hang with Drake or Justin or Trey. And what, hanging with guys like Ellison or Evan Ingram? Odell doesn't want to practice with tight ends, not when you can find a tight end later on at night at one of your favorite clubs. What is it? Odell missed his calling. Yes, we understand he's got a new shoe deal. Imagine the money he could have made teaming up with LeVar Ball. How about the Odell Bell Ballbuster Air Max 95 Black on Black? Only $695 because they both know kids cannot afford $700 sneakers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.